It is 9 a.m., October 29th, 1987. This is E.J. Ecker speaking. 14 hours ago, Lorena Westman called to say that she had just witnessed a fantastic display of lights and beams and clouds and sparks to our southwest. And had we seen it? We had not. Could Hatton tell us what it was? We would ask when we talked with him later. 5 minutes after Lorena's call, our son Gene called from his home near Locker Center to say that he had just spent 20 minutes or more watching a spacecraft, perfectly round, with a turquoise-colored light on top, with some squiggly cloud trails and sparks beneath it. He first saw it when he entered the northbound Glendale Freeway near Glendale, where all of the traffic was stopped and a lot of people were out of their cars to look or take pictures. When he got home, he hurried Connie out to their front yard where she could see the craft and the bluish light. It was west of them toward Santa Barbara. Let me thank Gene and Lorena for their alertness and their quick reports to us, because a few minutes later, Doris said, "Hatton has a message," and without further ado, sat back on the couch and began to speak. Before I could get a fresh tape in the recorder, he had said, "Hatton here. I must be brief, but I want you to know what is occurring at this time. It has begun." The tape takes it from there. An hour after Hatton's brief message, his commander, Leah, asked to come in with a more detailed explanation of, and this morning, Hatton recapped it for us. We hope you'll enjoy knowing what is really going on as much as we do. The other voices on the tape are Sister Thedra and George Blair, who visited us Tuesday and yesterday from Mount Shasta. Now that was a marvelous treat for us, and we would have been the subject of another tape, but we want to send this one while it is still fresh.
Find out what they are saying. You will be my monitors. This is the first that we have allowed ourselves to be visually seen. We have neutralized one of your weapons. There would be no mistake about it. There would be lies about it. You ought to know the truth. They had a nuclear device staged to launch. It would be interesting for you ones to see what they would say about it. But I tell you once now, we neutralized visibly the first nuclear missile. I am very busy. If you have questions of me, I would appreciate that they be brief.
Very quickly, may I summarize that? Apparently, they launched the missile, you neutralized it, and allowed your spaceship to be seen for a period of time.
It did not launch. They were prepared to launch it. It did not go into the air. It was neutralized. It was at your naval base. Actually, perhaps it is an Air Force base.
Vandenberg?
Yes.
Then all of the phenomena that had been observed this evening by Lorena and our son Gene, those phenomena are actually all visual sightings of your craft.
Right.
That's really all we need to know. Thank you.
Forgive me I really must take my leave. I would touch with you once later, if you would care to do so. As you might suppose, I am on the ship, and it is quite chaotic. There are many decisions to be made.
Very well. We will touch later.
Blessings, my friends. Salut.
Salut, Hassan.
Good.
People fired at our space brother.
This is Leah.
Greetings, Leah.
Commander Hatton is not able to be with you. Might I entertain you in his bed?
Yes, of course.
There are questions. Would you inquire of me? I understand they are of the incident.
Yes, they are. And rather than interject our questions, may we ask you for a brief report?
Yes, the commander has requested that I give you a report. If you would care to wait and contact him later, that would be suitable.
We would be pleased to have you with us.
Thank you, Oberly. I think what is concerning you is the fact that there was weaponry used against us. And as you might suppose, that is what has created the chaos aboard ship. It was not surprising. However, it has complicated our appearance, as you might say, because we now come in what could be considered a very hostile environment. It is fine. Those objects that were fired into our area were also destroyed.
Does that explain the little trail of sparks that appeared?
Yes, that would explain those sparks. We destroyed a missile sent in retaliation.
Would that have been a Nike-type missile? Anti-aircraft?
I have not been informed. It was launched from the surface, not from another aircraft.
Was it also launched from that area of Vandenberg?
Yes. The general area.
Can you give us in feet the approximate altitude of your spacecraft at the time?
I could, Oberly, but I am not free to disperse information. I would like to keep you updated. I would have to inquire. I don't have it in my knowledge right now.
The reason for my question is that Lorena from this area saw the same thing as our son Gene saw from the Los Angeles area, and the Vandenberg area is at least 100 miles away from each of those observers, which means that your spacecraft, to be visible, must be rather huge.
Oh, our spacecraft is very large. I see. what your inquiry is. You're trying to establish how large our ship is. It is a command ship. It's large. And we were quite far off the ground.
Now, if we were to triangulate your position, you would have been several miles above the ground. And your spacecraft must be several miles in diameter.
Yes, to both of those.
That is a marvelous exposition. That will get somebody's attention.
At this point, it is very negative attention, as you might suppose.
On a government level, I believe you're correct, but on a people level, I'm not so sure. And this may very well be the incident that begins things to move in the right direction. I would not be negative towards Earthman's response to this. It will also depend upon how the media sees it.
It was an important decision, as you might be aware. They have several lined up to launch, each carrying warheads to be put, as you would call, into satellite orbit. We would hope we have to do nothing about the other ones. It seemed appropriate. It simply was a decision that it was time to make our action known.
When you have destroyed those missiles, is there any phenomena seen from the ground, from the sky?
Usually we destroy those missiles, and I say usually because we have been forced to destroy several from various places. Usually they are so far above your Earth by the time they are destroyed that they probably would not be noticed. If they would be seen at all, it would be discounted as a missile which has misfired or has been intentionally destroyed. And as a matter of fact, that is exactly the way it should appear. We have neutralized the nuclear material and destroyed the missile. You have a large explosion from the propulsion fuel.
On the ground at Vandenberg at this time?
I am speaking of those that we destroyed after they have been launched. We would never explode a nuclear device. We neutralize the nuclear device. The explosion that would be seen, or the cloud, I don't know how to describe it to you. What you would see as visible would be from the burning rocket fuel, the launching, the propulsion fuel.
We understand that.
It is not radioactive. By the time we have neutralized it and destroyed it, it would have been much like the system would have been destroyed from the ground by your one, except that we have, prior to destruction, neutralized the material, the nuclear material aboard, so that there would be no nuclear fallout. This time, we did not destroy the rocket. We simply visibly sent our beams from our visible ship and neutralized the nuclear material. On the missile, carried within the missile that was being launched. The missile itself, unless they choose to destroy it, which they may well do to cover it, is sitting on its path. It will simply register as a misfire. We have rendered it useless. It will never be launched. That missile is destroyed as far as capability. And we have neutralized the nuclear substance. This does not mean they will not try to launch the other ones that are in there. This is a part, a planned part, apparently, of your one, your leaders, as a show of strength. This is one reason that Commander Hatton is so busy at this moment. We are awaiting our network responses from these other countries when they know of this. For every satellite that you launch, others launch as many or more. And each of you are trying to put nuclear devices into space. And if those devices are headed 100 miles or more above your surface, we have permission to stop them. Your military has been informed of this personally by our leaders. They know the restriction. And yet they have chosen to endeavor to launch these missiles. When we analyze these missiles and know they carry nothing more than camera equipment, or research devices, even though they are tracking devices, we do not touch them because we will destroy anything coming into that orbit that it would ordinarily track. This is part of the good that came out of a hierarchy council meeting and decision. I have sat in on your meetings each time with Commander Hatton so that I know this has been discussed as to what magnitude we are allowed to stop within the inner Earth or within your inner Earth crust. You are now witnessing what we are allowed to stop from your surface into your atmosphere. And this phenomenon will be seen from many places on your planet because we are allowed to stop them from any launch site. We are especially and particularly watching over that which is your west coast, just as Commander Hatton informed you. We have many hundreds of ships along your west coast endeavoring to stabilize that major fault.
Leah, does this policy decision reflect the continuing trend of this decision going to be projected into the future? And is this something that we need to see more of?
This will remain special for the moment. It is under consideration to make ourselves visible in at least the major countries that are at this time launching these missiles. There will be reports of these same types of things, only you will find that in China it will probably be announced that we ones have been visiting. There will be recorded sightings of our ships. You are the most open of all of the countries, and yet your government denies us the most staunchly. It has to do with power. And there is always the consideration to be made. How far will they go in an effort to endeavor to shoot us down? It is a very good thing that they tried, for they did not succeed. And it will point up to your public how hostile an environment we must work in. When those ones say, why do we not land? It becomes extremely obvious. We cannot land. We are vulnerable as you when we are on your surface in the visible form. But we have much, much more sophisticated technology with which to defend ourselves. But that does not mean that if our craft are damaged, and there are ways to damage our craft, it will not be with your missiles, but there are electronic ways. And when our craft are placed or incapacitated on your surface, and ourselves, our beings, are manifest in the physical form, we are as vulnerable as are you, perhaps more so. This is not our native atmosphere. It is uncomfortable for us to begin with. It is hard to match your vibrations, and therefore our physical vehicles are in much higher jeopardy. This is why, almost invariably, our manifestations in a brief form, an unprepared form, if you will, to be able to reside on your planet requires much preparation. And there are many ones there. But when we choose to manifest in a visible form, it is usually through holographic projections.
Yeah, would you have us contact anyone regarding this?
That is not my prerogative, Oberle. Commander Hatton has assumed the authority with what information and requests are given to you. He requested that I meet with you now because he is unable to do so.
We appreciate your coming and sharing with us this information. And we will wait until Commander Hatton is available to tell us whether we should be sharing this information with those ones like Tuita who might have a special interest in it.
I will relay to you what he said to me. This is a champagne issue. We are moving.
Mr. Fiedler has a question.
I would like to know if the ship that went down on the 17th, or there about, was a part of this operation of your craft.
Please, Oberly, you once could inform her. We have given them much information regarding that ship. There is another one that has been brought to the attention of the public and actually was brought to the attention through the paper media in both Dallas and Houston. It was censored and removed. That is not a very good way to put it, Oberly. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
It was not allowed to be run by the military's interference in San Antonio. There is a craft, and it is at an auxiliary, an inactive Air Force base in Texas called McFarland Field. It has been seen, and there were two brief reportings, one in the Dallas Morning News, the other in the Houston Chronicle. It was carried on two of the Houston television radio stations, KPRC and KTRH. All of that information has been provided to Omley to spread out the information as it becomes suitable. That was relayed to you one simply for information that another had been reported. There is now one down, if you will, that has been discovered from under its camouflage in Virginia, quite near that place that you call Arlington. They have also hidden that one a second time. It is all part of our becoming public and seeing how long it takes for the public to recognize that they are being lied to in a massive way. This is not part of this particular operation of this evening. This was a rather sudden decision to react in this way because there are several missiles ready to be fired and we have already interfered with two. At this occasion, and I am referring to a matter of days, this is all I am allowed to discuss, is this incident and these other things which are already public to you. I simply am not allowed. These are strategic events, and I simply am not allowed to discuss them. They will be released to you as it is advisable. It is not that we would keep secrets. It is that it is just not to be discussed by you.
Leah, we have no more questions, and we presume that you have other duties. We are most grateful for your sharing with us. Would you care to terminate?
Yes, thank you, but I'm delighted. I miss our visits. It seems I only got to participate two or three times. So it is very pleasant each time I'm able to visit with you. I am a major part of the circle, but it has been decided that it should be this way, that the most important information must be funneled first. And therefore, with the critical nature as things stand at this moment, it was decided that Commander Hassan would simply make those meetings with you at every opportunity. it makes it much easier for you ones to respond to him.
We're most delighted to feel your wonderful, pleasant energy.
I will be participating very, very often with members of this group as we move farther along. I attend all of the meetings, and I visit with Dorma every day. So we are cross-informed. We feel we have capable hands there on the surface. And I trust you know there are capable hands here in this dimension.
I wish we felt as confident of our abilities as we do of yours.
You will, my friend. It is intended that it will be that way. We will work together. Do not look at these incidents as negative. They are wonderful. Well, maybe the technology is not as great as ours. Although I'm not sure why you bothered.
I don't know either, excepting that you were not through talking and I didn't want to cut you off.
Well, I have no more information.
Very well.
But celebrate.
Yes, we'll break out the campaign.
We are pleased. I believe what I was saying in prep at the beginning of the talk is that you have a situation in her room up here as of yet. We had hoped that our major appearances would not come as a threat. And it is almost hoped by us who are very torn in our wishes that they can hide it. Because those who know of our existence will know of us. And that is all that is important. Word will get out. It will be. You do not have the same kind of discipline within your military forces as you once did. The leak will come from your very military bases, from the soil. Just as they come from every, they will come from Diamondburg. Now let's see it. There is no confidence in the government anymore. It is falling apart to its very foundation. And it is rather exciting that we don't have to be active. It is a unique privilege to be able to know what is happening.
That is true.
It isn't just that we are talking with you. It is that more and more of you are able to witness and know what's going on. But I would return to my duties now. If there are further questions or happenings, this might very well be a very active meeting.
Well, you seem to be able to tap Dorma on the shoulder when you want to talk to her.
Yes, we have a signal. And she is responding better to time.
That's comforting. And again, we thank you.
Welcome.
Good night for now.
Good night.
should. We will ignore it.
I would appreciate it if you would remove the telephone from its handle.
All right. I'd do that in the other room. You want to hold a minute? Okay, we're ready.
There are several things that I would wish to discuss with you. This would be amongst the beginnings of your documentation, please. So I will continue to say that this is the 29th day of your October in the year 1987. It is morning, and I am going to explain to you what was witnessed in your sky.
Very good.
I will precede my statement by telling you that it was visualized into Nevada and Utah. It is very difficult to discount. However, I'm going to first tell you what you have been told, what you have been shown, and then I will repeat some of the things that were told to you by Leah. This will be for the purpose of making another tape or compiling, editing, if you will, information to be sent to your circle.
Very good.
First of all, what was visualized, according to your news reports, was a missile having been fired from your Vandenberg Air Force Base, which successfully terminated its journey. I assume they mean in the ocean. During the past days, we have been allowed to neutralize the nuclear substance and destroy two of your missiles launched from that site. A third missile was launched and successfully placed into orbit. A camera-equipped satellite. It was to be a tracking station for tracking these nuclear war-headed devices that would be orbited also. There are other missiles awaiting launch at that same site that are also armed with nuclear warheads. The first two missiles that were destroyed from this particular launching, let us call it segment, because there are others being launched from other places and they are being taken care of likewise. We have been permitted by the Council to destroy any nuclear weapons coming into space beyond 100 miles of your surface. We have exercised that option in many, many instances to date. I will not divulge that information at this time. We will deal only with the phenomenon that was witnessed in your yesterday evening. This, too, is a show of strength for other nations at the time of your signing of your intermediate missile treaty. There are also launchings taking place from that place, Russia, and for every one you launch, that place called China is launching at least one, and sometimes more. They have been able to discount those destructive actions as misfiring, unknown explosions, whatever reasons they choose to use, even amongst their military. The ones in charge No, we have personally informed those ones that we will not tolerate it. And of course, we too are discounted. The additional missiles, if they should be launched, will be disarmed. It was chosen to become visible and beam neutralization to the nuclear portion and completely disable the missile before it could be launched. This was undertaken and this was performed. In turn, the foolish ones at that base fired upon our ship. Now you will have your people witnessing on the television pictures that are totally irrelevant one to the other. But the masses of your people will not even pay enough attention to what they are seeing to discredit it. And what is being shown to the public is totally absurd. You do not have a hunt-and-seek trail from a missile which is successfully launched into space. You have what appears to be an erratic comet in one of your pictures. That is the missile's trail, what they launched in retaliation to our appearance and our beam neutralization mechanism was a heat surge missile. We do not emit that type of heat, and it did not know what to head for. We tracked it for some few seconds before it was exploded. So what is shown is a trail of zigzag path as it sought its target, and then we exploded it. They have superimposed your pictures, so what appears is that a launch, well, what they intend, as it appears, that is the trail of the rocket, the missile, being launched into space. And they are not superimposing, they are doing that too. But what they are doing is showing the pictures out of sequence. We remained visible for some lengthy period of time, so there would be no misunderstanding. And we protruded or projected our beams so that there would be no misunderstanding. They know it is we who are neutralizing their weapons and destroying them. They will continue to hide it, and quite frankly, for the benefit of this circle, they will probably be successful for some time into the future. We are monitoring that carefully. It is our wish they would continue to deny it, because when this is brought forth to the public in an open manner, with all of the background material that is being gathered, you will see that there will be no way that they can hide it longer. And that is why I am making this statement to you now. It is to be documented. It is not necessary to rush and transcribe this. Keep this tape on record, along with the one made yesterday evening. I am sorry that you do not have a good television receiving system, but there will be ones of you in this circle who will have recorded what is being shown to the public, which is really not important. But I want this group, this circle, to know exactly what happened. I do not want it left that even one of you believe that story that they are giving you. It would help overly if you have questions. I do not think from your